You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
Kids are more likely to eat vegetables if you pair them with a dip. This is Play Me a Recipe. I'm Emily Oster, economics professor at Brown University and the author of Expecting Better, Crib Sheet, and the new book, The Family Firm. We're gonna make something today that I like to make for lunch for me and also for my kids. It's a carrot top pesto with carrots and burrata, and the recipe is by Kenzie Wilbur. The recipe is linked in the show notes if you need to refer to it, but otherwise I'll be gathering the ingredients and doing all the cooking right here together. Feel free to pause or jump back if you need a little more time. So I spent the pandemic really finishing up the work on my book, The Family Firm, and also writing a lot for parents about COVID and decision-making and COVID decision-making. And my books are really centered around the idea of rewriting the rules of parenting through data and also through thinking about what works for your family. So I think about questions like, should you get an epidural? Or what should you do about sleep for your baby? Should you sleep train? Should you co-sleep? How do you think about those choices? In the most recent book, I think about older kids, questions like how much screen time is the right amount of screen time, or do you have to have a family meal? And when MM LaFleur and Food 52 asked me to share a recipe through their collaboration about rewriting the rules of lunchtime, I thought of this idea of carrot top pesto, both because we had a lot of carrot tops in the pandemic, and also because trying to get your kid to eat vegetables in their lunch or just generally to put together their lunch is sometimes pretty stressful, especially when you're trying to also make lunch and eat vegetables yourself. In the new book, The Family Firm, I talk about data showing that kids are more likely to eat vegetables if you pair them with a dip, not if you hide them in a brownie or pretend that they're something that they're not. So this is a recipe that has a dip. You can put a dip with the carrots, and it's also something that I really like, so it goes in the kids' school lunch, but it can also go in my lunch. All right, so for this recipe, we have kind of two pieces. There's first the pesto, for which you're gonna need 4 cups of packed washed carrot tops, a handful of basil leaves, about a half a cup of walnuts, although I will say I'm using pine nuts because walnuts make my mouth weird. You'll need some grated Parmesan cheese, about an ounce of it. I'm using pre-grated because that's how I roll. 1 garlic clove and some sea salt and a half a cup of olive oil. And then you'll need for the carrots, you'll need the carrots, along with some more olive oil, a bit of salt, and a half a pound of burrata, which I have resting out here to come to room temperature. And if you want, you can have some bread and basil leaves and lemon to serve with that. In terms of equipment, you're gonna need something like a food processor. I'm actually gonna use a Vitamix, but food processor is probably also maybe even better. And then you will need something that you can cook the carrots in on the stove and then can transfer into the oven. So I'm just gonna use like a stainless steel pan, but if you're a fancy person, you probably have some kind of lovely cast iron, which would also work great. Okay, so now we are going to prep. And the first thing I'm gonna do is I am going to preheat my oven to 500 degrees. Gonna bake, 500, perfect. I'm gonna start that. And then I'm going to work on carrots, chopping the tops off and washing the carrots. I'm gonna get the water going. Everything is gonna be nice and clean. I like to wash the tops of the carrot in the salad spinner because then they get really dry. And if my kids were here, they would wanna spin the salad. I don't know how many of you cook with your kids, but I really like doing it, except that it drives me crazy how messy they are. And so even though I myself am actually a tremendously messy cook, there's something about the children's mess that's almost unbearable and requires a huge amount of self-control. Okay, but I digress. All right, so now I've got my carrot tops washed, and I'm just gonna roughly chop them. So, you know, if you leave them in as kind of the whole thing, it's not gonna work, so I'm gonna just roughly chop them here. And then basically what's great about this is all of the other ingredients are just more or less gonna get thrown into the food processor as is. So the one other thing I need to prep a little bit is the clove of garlic. So I'm gonna do the thing where you smash it and cut it, which I learned, I think, from Rachel Ray back in when I used to watch her show in college all the time. So I'm gonna smash that, I'm gonna chop it, and then if you are using walnuts and you've toasted them, you're gonna wanna probably roughly chop them up, but since I'm using pine nuts, I'm not gonna need to do that. And so now I'm all prepped and I'll get ready to make the pesto. So now we're gonna make the pesto. So I'm gonna take my Vitamix container and I'm gonna put in first the carrot tops, and then I'm gonna add in my garlic clove, I'm gonna add cheese. I'm actually gonna eyeball the cheese a little bit, but it should be about an ounce, so yeah, it looks good. I'm gonna add a half a cup of the pine nuts, put those in, and I'm gonna add the basil. It's about a handful of basil, so that's definitely something you can just eyeball. Mine comes in a container. There's a handful. And I'm gonna add a little bit of salt. Then I'm going to pulse that, and then I'll add the olive oil. So I pulsed it a little, and now I'm gonna add the olive oil while I've got it on. So once you add the olive oil and you've got it kind of smooth, it's sort of a choice of how smooth you want it. And so I like my pesto pretty smooth, so I'll probably run it for a little while and then taste it a little. And usually I'm tasting for, like, is there enough olive oil? Do I need a little bit of lemon? Do I want more salt? But this tastes pretty good, so I am gonna move on and turn to making the carrots. Okay, so the next step is the carrots. And the way we're gonna make the carrots is in two pieces. So first, I started by heating some oil in a pan on the stove, using this oven-proof pan. I put in the carrots, I sprinkle them with a little salt. I'm gonna leave them there for about 8 minutes till they're kind of a little bit browned, and then I'm gonna pop them in the oven for about another 8 minutes. And while I do that, I'm gonna take a break, and I am going to clean up some of the incredible mess that I have made around my kitchen. And if I have any more time, which I will because I'm not very good at cleaning, so I just sort of put it in the sink and hope my husband fixes it up later, I will probably go upstairs and think about what I'm gonna wear to work tomorrow, because I like to plan. I'm gonna go check out my closet and clean out my kitchen, and I will see you back here after the break. And we're back from break. Just to remind you, I'm Emily Oster, economist and author, and we're in the middle of making Kenzie Wilber's roasted carrots with carrot top pesto and burrata recipe. As a reminder, the recipe is linked in the show notes, but we're gonna go through the whole thing right here. Feel free to pause or jump back if you need a little more time. And we are coming back to the point where the carrots have been roasting in a screamingly hot oven and my kitchen is filled with smoke for about 8 minutes, so let's check on them. Okay, so I'm gonna check on my carrots, and I'm looking for them to be kind of browned on the top. Oh, they look good, you can hear them sizzling. Yes, perfect, browned but not burned. So I'm gonna take them over to my stove and listen to them sizzle. And then the last thing, the only thing left is really just a plate. So I'm gonna take them out of the pan, I'm gonna mix them with some pesto, and I'm, of course, gonna put the burrata next to them. One of the things that I like about this recipe is that there is more pesto than I would typically put on the carrots themselves. And so after I am done tossing this, I'm gonna take the pesto and I'm gonna put some little containers of pesto in the little tiny containers I put in my children's lunches. And then I am going to hope that they eat them. And my 10-year-old will definitely do it. And my 6-year-old will almost certainly not. And then later he'll tell me that he doesn't eat vegetables. But I will continue trying because one of the things we know about kids is that one day they might eat vegetables. And if you don't try, you will never know. All right, so the carrots are toasted, everything is tossed, the burrata is next to it. There are a lot of other things you can like put with this if you want. And so some people like lemon, some people like bread. I make a lot of no-knead bread, which is just like, I don't know, lazy person's bread that you have to leave out for a long time from some 2007 New York Times article. And so usually with this, I would have a piece of that, which I keep in the freezer with a little burrata, my little carrots and pesto, and make like a nice little plate for myself and try to take a few moments to relax in the minute and enjoy my lunch. So I'm gonna taste and see how this is. Even though I know it's delicious because I make it all the time. It is delicious, just like I thought. So some people when they make this, they don't like the sort of the carrot top feel, which is like a little salad-y. And if you don't like that, you can always actually cook the carrot tops very briefly at the beginning in water so they're a little softer, or you can just process them more so it's smoother. But I like the little bit of sort of vegetable-iness there. So I'm gonna sit at my counter and eat this, but if I were going to my office, I would probably pack it up in a container, just like this. Maybe a little bit of bread on the side, and that would be a very nice lunch until I dropped it on my pants, which fortunately are machine washable, so it would be okay. I hope you are enjoying yours. Thanks so much for making this Food 52 recipe for roasted carrots with carrot top pesto and burrata with me today. How did yours turn out? Do you think you'll be having it for lunch, packing it for lunch? Let me know by leaving a rating and a review. And if you're looking for me, you can find me on my website, which is emilyoster.net, or in my newsletter, which is called Parent Data, and it's on Substack. Or you can find me through my books, Expecting Better, Crib Sheet, and just out recently, The Family Firm. I'm actually also going to be doing an interview with Emma Lafleur, who co-sponsored this podcast, in the M-Dash. And so you can look for that, and the URL is in the show notes, and we'll talk about how I think about re-entry and how we're all thinking about re-entry and what that means for our lunch packing and what that means for how we're dressing and what that means for how we're thinking about structuring our lives in a deliberate way, which is a lot of what I write about and think about. In the meantime, enjoy your carrots, enjoy your pesto, and happy cooking.